Gambia stepping up efforts to reduce reliance on imported fuel, according to ERB, and Strongway targets 61,000 children for polio vaccination. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, says Zambia is stepping up efforts to reduce its reliance on imported fuel through the promotion of alternative energy sources, including electric vehicles and biofuels. In an interview with Zenith, ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa said the board is currently developing a comprehensive framework for electric vehicle charging infrastructure and pricing. Ms. Kasumpa explained that increased adoption of electric vehicles is expected to significantly cut petrol and diesel consumption in the transport sector. She added that the ERB has also put in place a regulatory framework to support the production and use of biofuels such as biodiesel and bioethanol. Over 61,000 children below the age of 5 years in Chongwe District are targeted to be vaccinated against this year's polio vaccination exercise. District Environmental Health Officer Jelina Chuma said the polio vaccination exercise will commence on April 20th, 2026 and run for 4 days. Ms. Chuma was speaking during a polio campaign stakeholders engagement meeting held at Chongwe Municipal Council Chambers. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Lebanon's President Joseph Aoun has again said that a ceasefire is the first step before direct negotiations with Israel to end its war against the Iran-backed group Hezbollah. His office said it was not aware of any planned contact with the Israeli Prime Minister, contradicting assertions by Israeli officials and Donald Trump. Israel is continuing its bombardment of southern Lebanon in spite of the first round of negotiations between delegates in Washington on Tuesday. BBC analysis of satellite images and videos show more than 1,400 buildings have been destroyed in southern Lebanon by Israeli airstrikes and demolitions since the 2nd of March. As access to the imagery is limited, it's likely that the true scale of destruction is much higher.
The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 29 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 26 kwacha 16 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 74 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 17 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Seven-time Grand Slam champion Jamie Murray has retired from tennis after a tough year. The 40-year-old, who had not played since last August's U.S. Open, said he was excited to enter the real world.
I just felt it was my time. I had a tough year last year with tennis and some illness during the summer, and then kind of want to take like some time off to like get myself back fit and healthy, and then just like never really picked up a racket again.
Osaka is partly sunny with a thunderstorm in sports with the highs at 26 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be mainly clear with the lows at 17 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Zambia stepping up efforts to reduce reliance on imported fuel, according to ERB, and Strongway targets 61,000 children for polio vaccination. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
There's no clouds in California. not the same as yesterday.
96.5 Rock FM, Lusaka. The real home of the hits.
I went back to Ibiza and got a hotel by the shore. But now I'm 12 years older and I'm 10 years sober and Avicii isn't here no more. I moved out of L.A. I'm trying to start a little family. Cause all the things I was taking and decisions I was making had me headed towards tragedy. But now I really want to live my life. Now I really want to shine my life. You know I just want to give what I got to the world and then go back home.